Welcome to Women Entrepreneurs Radio. I'm your host, Deborah Bailey. And when I started this show in 2008, I was on a mission to promote women-owned businesses and help women succeed by providing resources and valuable tips from other women and men, small business owners. In each interview, my guests speak openly about their triumphs, the scary times, and tough decisions they have to make along the way. Women Entrepreneurs Radio is about showing women how to harness their natural strengths to achieve success on their own terms. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Women Entrepreneurs Radio with your host, Deborah Bailey. And I'm really glad that you could join me today. And if you listen to this on Podomatic, dbcoach.podomatic.com, it's also on iTunes, so just you can do a search for Women Entrepreneurs Radio, or you can come to the blog womenentrepreneursecrets.com, and there's links there that you can go directly to iTunes, you can subscribe. Also links, if you have Android, you know, you can get there as well, and subscribe to the show. Also, the show used to be the archive. Used to be on Libsyn. Hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. But now we're going to start. It used to be on Blog Talk Radio. We're moving them over to Libsyn. So links will also be on the blog for that. So there's all kinds of ways for you to listen in and catch up with shows that have already been recorded. So I hope you do that. So I think I've covered all the little details there. And like I said, you guys check the blog and get more details about the show and about the entrepreneurs who have been our guests. So today I have a guest, Alyssa Chavez, and she's a teenage inventor who made headlines for her product, Hot Seat. Hot Seat is an alarm system that prevents children from being accidentally left in a hot car. Alyssa was raised by her single mother who owns a home childcare business. When Alyssa was 14 years old, she heard so many stories of kids dying after they were unintentionally left in a hot car. These stories were heartbreaking, and she wanted to do something to prevent these types of accidents. Hot Seat started as a project for her school science fair at age 14. She patented her product that same year. Alyssa made headlines for Hot Seat and was even named one of Glamour magazine's Women of the Year, Tech Heroes, and Hometown Heroes. Hot Seat is the first of many products Alyssa plans to bring to the market with her company, Acela. So welcome to the show, Alyssa. I'm really glad to have you here.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
This is really, we chatted a little bit before the show. This is just such an incredible product because you hear about these stories and they're just so heartbreaking and awful, and you're like, you know, is there a way around this? And then like when saw your product, I'm just like, oh my God, this is perfect.
Yes, there is a way around this.
Yes.
Yes. They're so heartbreaking. And the statistics are terrible. I mean, this happens on average, 40 children every year die from this type of accident. So I knew I wanted to do something about it.
Well, I mentioned before, I'm so glad that you actually, you know, took action, because so many times we have ideas and but we just don't know what to do and how to get started. And it's so fantastic that you took your idea from the science fair and just ran with it. That's just terrific. You know, how did you get started with this?
Yeah, so like I said, Hot Seat started as a project for my school science fair, and I just received so much positive feedback from people just telling me that to move forward, I mean, this is something that can really possibly save lives. Mm-hmm. So I started the process. I patented my product that year, and then I started looking at different companies that develop prototypes. Being a teenager, prototypes were very expensive, and I had no idea how I'd ever be able to raise that type of money until in 2014 I received a Good Samaritan Award from the mayor of Albuquerque. That's my hometown. Mm-hmm. And that day just opened so many doors for me. I started a crowdfunding campaign, and I was actually able to raise nearly four times my original goal. So that was really amazing, and I'm so thankful for all of the support.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's terrific, because yeah, you're right when you're addressing why a lot of times I think entrepreneurs don't get started in the way they would want to, because there's the money and the prototyping and things that just sound so intimidating.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, I really had no idea what I was getting myself into, but I was passionate about my idea and I knew that I was going to put in the work. So.
Right. Oh my goodness. So, you know, how does your product work?
So Hot Seat is a sensor pad that can be placed in any infant, toddler, or booster seat. It goes underneath the padding of the car seat. It then connects via Bluetooth to the Hot Seat app on the parent's iPhone. So if a baby's in the seat and the cell phone is at least 15 feet away from the vehicle, an alarm on the phone will sound, notifying the parent that a child is still in the seat.
Mm. Oh my goodness. That, you know, the way you describe it, it's, I know it wasn't simple, but it just sounds like, well, of course.
Yeah. I mean, I think building it wasn't simple, but, but now it's very user friendly and it can be used in any car seat, any brand or make. So that's something that I really wanted my product to be universal to everybody so that everyone could use it.
Wow. So, you know, when you had to get the prototypes together, you know, what did you have to, like, where did you even start? You know, did you have to start calling people or what did you do?
Yeah, I literally started Googling companies on Google and finding app developers or companies that build prototypes. And I met with several companies, and they would all tell me it's going to cost at least $30,000 for the first prototype. We built 5 prototypes before we were ready to come to the market. Mm-hmm. So it was, I mean, it was definitely a long process, and finding the right team that really shared my passion and my vision for my product was something that was really important to me also. So mm-hmm. that all went into developing the prototype.
Wow. So you know, pretty much it sounds like you had to interview these folks and see if they really were the right people to work with.
Yes, exactly. I met with them and I had to look through their experience and knowledge and products that they had built that were similar. Mm-hmm. I mean, in the Bluetooth technology or the app development. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So did you have any problems with people saying, well, you're 14? We don't know.
Yes. I mean, so many people didn't take me seriously just because I am a teenager. Mm-hmm. So that was something that I had to sort of overcome too, trying to find the right team that would take me seriously and take my product seriously.
Well, you know, that's the thing. I think that now there are so many young entrepreneurs coming along and just doing these things, and particularly with technologies, really helpful for people to be able to do things without having to have a manufacturing plant or something of that nature. But I think the old ideas are hard to die, because there's this idea of who a business person really is.
And I mean, I think that's really has to start changing too, because I mean, teenagers and young people are really everybody's future. We have good ideas, believe it or not.
So. Right. Exactly. So that's the thing I think, that is so exciting, that, a lot of this is going on, but, you know, there's still the belief that, well, what do you know? Cause you haven't been.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know, but of course, a lot of times when you're coming from a kind of a new viewpoint, you're not going to think in the same old way. You're going to come with different ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, we have a different perspective about things. We're raised and growing up in a different world. So I think it's something people should take advantage of, really.
Right. Exactly. I think that the people who are ready for innovation will definitely do that. There's a lot to, you know, we can all benefit from a product like the one you created. So I'm sure the parent who uses it is not going to worry about, you know, your age. They're going to be happy.
Yeah. I mean, and I think parents' biggest concern is keeping their kids safe. And I mean, you buy locks for your toilets or for your cabinets for these crazy accidents that you never think would happen to you, but I mean, in reality, it does happen mm-hmm. too often. And another way to prepare and to protect their kids.
Yes, Exactly. I totally agree. And that's the most important part. So when you were, you have the prototyping, I mean, did you, I guess, have to get, children to, you know, use the seats and different things? I mean, how was that?
Yeah, we did go through a testing process. Hot seat was tested at a third party lab also. And we just, I mean, we tested out in several different car seats and with different kids, and we had dummies that we used, and I mean, it was a whole process.
And how long did that have to go for? Was it months or years? Or
so from the first prototype to the final prototype and the manufacturable unit, it was about a year and a half.
Well, that, you know, considering that that was a pretty, it seems now it may seem retrospect that it was really kind of a fast process, but I think at the time, I'm guessing it must have seemed like you, or it was pretty painstaking.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it seemed like it was taking 100 years, but I mean, all of that work, and it was really important to me to build a quality product, so all of that goes into it.
Right.
But yeah, at times it felt like a 100-year process.
So was it a difficult process as far as, you know, you got a patent for your product? Was that a difficult process to go through?
Yeah, I mean, my mom, I'm so lucky to have her support. She has owned her own business for 20 years, so she had a lot of business experience. But bringing a product to the market was something that was new for all of us. We luckily met a wonderful patent attorney, and he helped us through the whole process.
Mm-hmm.
I applied for the patent in 2012, and it was granted in 2015. So it takes some time to get a patent as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I think that's important, you know, for listeners to note, because there's a lot of people who may have designs and different inventions and things that they want to get out there. But just to have an understanding that it is a process, and it's going to take some time.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, there's going to be brick walls and times that it seems like this is never going to happen. But I think if you just persevere and keep going, then it will pay off.
Exactly. So, you know, once you got everything together, and I'm guessing at that point it was time for the launch. Was that a difficult process for you?
Yeah. So the launch was actually a really exciting day for me. Mm-hmm. We had Mayor Perry, the mayor of Albuquerque, who was part of our launch. We had a press conference on December 9th, 2016, and we announced that Hot Seat is available for pre-order on my website at www.babyhotseat.com. So I've been so lucky to have the support of my community and of our mayor to really make that day special.
Wow, and I'm sure it was pretty exciting.
It was something that I had dreamed about since the science fair, so uh-huh. To actually see it come to reality was surreal.
Oh, I can imagine. Oh my goodness. So, you know, I'm supposing that you had to also get involved with branding and how this was going to be sold, you know, as far as distribution and all that kind of thing, you know. Was that also a long process to have how I'm going to brand this thing for the marketplace?
Yeah, when we started working on Hot Seat, we found a marketing team, and we worked with them to help us design the logo and the packaging. And then we also hired a web designer, and he did all of our website work. So all of that, like, sort of branding and marketing was done with sort of a big team of people.
Mm-hmm.
And we all just put in our ideas and use their expertise and to make it happen.
Right. Yeah, I think that's the thing that, again, a lot of, you know, entrepreneurs to be should particularly pay attention to, that it's a process that you really have to do your planning and also bring in the people who can share their expertise with you and really make it.
Yeah, that I learned, I mean, through experience too, just through trying things out and seeing what works and what didn't work, and sort of just changing and going what needed to be changed and what was working too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. That's another thing. To just try to just track what's going on, and then you'll know what adjustments you have to make, and that's also an important point to make. you know, because I think sometimes people don't realize it's a lot of sometimes trial and error, seeing what works and what doesn't work, and being willing to make adjustments.
Yeah, and the prototyping process is a lot like that too. I mean, we have these ideas, we'll build it, try it, it doesn't work, we have to start over. I mean, that's all part of it, I have learned.
Right. And, you know, I definitely am glad you're sharing that, because, as you know, as I was saying before, a lot of times people may, who haven't been through the process may not know what's involved, you know.
It's simple. Why can't we just get this thing built and out there? But it's actually, it's not as simple as you would think once you start all the engineering work and going through all the possible, like, situations and building everything according to that.
Yes, that's what's so important. For people to note, so they don't feel discouraged right away if they don't see what they want to see in the time they think they should see it.
It's felt like that a million times. It's like, what is happening? Why is this not working? But it is all just part of it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I had no idea about any of this process until I started it. And I would just recommend, to entrepreneurs, just go for it, try it, and see what happens.
Exactly. So then that way they can go through the process, and then they'll know what they may have to do differently, or you know, what should be changed, or maybe there's something else they need to be doing instead. Maybe this isn't quite the thing for the moment.
Yeah, I think if you have the right team of people around you and people helping you through every up and down. I was so lucky to have the support of my mom and my sister from start to finish. And I mean, still every day in everything I do. So I think that's important, that entrepreneurs find a team that really believes in them and in their idea or their business.
Glad that you mentioned that, because as I said, some people who have a similar desire to go out there with an idea they have or a product they've created, and they just may not realize the steps it will take for them to bring it out into the market and do all the things you have to do to support it. So, you know, once you're seeing it, your product out there, it's definitely getting attention. You know, I'm supposing you have ongoing marketing and promotions in place. Are you also working with people who are helping to design those plans for you?
Yeah, so my mom and I have been working on most of the marketing ourselves. We've been very lucky to have a lot of media support and attention for the product. I think it's something that, I mean, it's a problem that impacts so many people every year, and everybody wants to see a solution to it. Mm-hmm. So that's why we have this new promotion program called Give and Get, and that will allow people, even if you don't have kids, purchase a hot seat, and then that hot seat will be donated to somebody who does have kids or who could use it.
That's a great idea.
I think I really wanted to do something that everybody can feel like they have a voice and they can be part of solving this problem.
Right. That's a great idea. I think a lot of times entrepreneurs who start businesses will then try to find a way to help other people. Particularly the women entrepreneurs I've had on the show, it's usually there's another component that they're going to start, if not at the same time, right after, where they feel, okay, now what can I do to also help other people? Yes. So
definitely. So much feedback from people who want to help. So I wanted to give them the opportunity to.
Right. I think that's important. And it also, it seems to be the goal of a lot of people. As I said, you know, I can speak for women entrepreneurs who I've interviewed, so I'm not trying to say it's not men either, but it always seems to be that's a key motivation for the ones that I've interviewed. So I think that's something that is really important. People see a need, and they it's not just about the money or the product per se, you know, it's also about, okay, now how can I really expand this and help other people as well and really do something to give back? And that's key, I think, for success.
Yeah, I agree.
Right. You know, I think that's an important thing that I see, you know, with this smaller business, and it's just a different emphasis. And I think that's part of what makes it really exciting right now. So what we're going to do is take a very short break, and we will be right back.
Hi, this is Deborah. Not only am I host of Women Entrepreneurs Radio, but I'm also a writer and coach. I've learned that making professional changes calls for a change in mindset, and that's not always easy to do. In my book, Think Like an Entrepreneur, Transforming Your Career and Taking Charge of Your Life, you'll learn the 5 steps to thinking like an entrepreneur so that you can move from idea to action. You'll also get information on how to manage fear of failure and how to banish self-doubt. And you'll receive lots of motivation to pick you up and point you in the right direction when you're facing the emotional and mental challenges that come with making life changes. In fact, one reviewer said, the book gave me ideas to match with my own feelings. This book is clear, straightforward. All tips are really good and easy to apply. I couldn't agree more. So get your copy today of Think Like an Entrepreneur, Transforming Your Career and Taking Charge of Your Life. It's available in print, ebook, and audiobook on Amazon.com.
Hi, everyone. We're back with Alyssa Chavez, and she is the teenage inventor who made headlines for her product, Hot Seat. And she's been filling us in on how she got started and the idea and the prototyping and all the steps that she went through to bring her product to market. So those of you who are inventors, or you have that idea, whatever it is that you have that you are motivated to get out there with it, your product, your service, you know, please definitely make sure that you are paying attention to the steps that you'll have to go through and understand that it is a process. And I think that's, you know, something that will help you to stay focused as you move forward. So Alyssa, if you could please share with us where people can find out more about you and your product.
So anybody who is interested can visit babyhotseat.com. You can also find all the details about our Give and Get program, and you can also purchase a hot seat today on babyhotseat.com.
Okay, great. And thanks so much for sharing that, Alyssa. So, you know, I know that you have some other ideas for things that are be coming up. You know, is there anything right now that you could share that you may be envisioning for your business?
Sure. I'm actually have already started work on my next product. I can't tell you what it is yet, but you can just tune in or stay tuned to my website, babyhotseat.com. You will see all of the updates about new products that we will have coming soon.
Oh, terrific. Well, that's great to hear, because that means that you're going to, you know, this is just the beginning for you. So
definitely found what I want to do for the rest of my life. I really want to create more products and really try and make a difference through my products. If you feel passionate about something and you know you want to do it, then just go for it.
Totally agree with that. And I think those are great words to encourage anyone listening who may have doubts about what they can do. Really, you have an idea that maybe you will hear. That's great to hear. Alyssa, we're almost at the end of the show. Is there anything, you know, that you want to mention that maybe we didn't cover, or any, you know, final thoughts?
Yeah, I just want everybody to know that they can help make a difference. It's a problem that impacts so many people, and I've heard so many people that want to help. So our Give and Get program is something I'm really excited about. And if everyone could just go to my website, babyhotseat.com, and check that out, and all together we can make this the year that no children die from being accidentally left in a hot car.
Yes. That is so true. And I thank you for that and for your product, because it is really something that is preventable. And now you have this wonderful product that's going to help a lot of people and prevent a lot of these awful things from happening. So I really appreciate you being here with us today, and really appreciate that you went for it. I'm very, very glad to speak to you, and I know that you're going to go on to more wonderful inventions and really bring a lot of good stuff to market. So thanks so much for joining me, Alyssa.
Thank you.
So everyone, I know you enjoyed the show. Please make sure you share it with social media, share it with your friends, listen again so you can get some tips and ideas if you also are looking to bring a product to market, and also if you're a parent or a family or, you know, someone who knows that someone can use this product, please make sure you share that. Go to Alyssa's website and check out her program, Give and Get, and really see how you can, you know, help on this mission, and also maybe that motivates you, if you're an entrepreneur to be, motivate you to go ahead with your own mission. I really hope it does. So once again, this is Women Entrepreneurs Radio with your host, Deborah Bailey. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you again next time. Bye-bye. Thanks for joining us. You can also join in the conversation on Facebook.com/Women Entrepreneurs and on the website, WomenEntrepreneurSecrets.com. And don't forget to listen in on dvcoach.podomatic.com and on iTunes.